The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Some days you feel better than others. Some days you look better than others. But how do you tell someone, or should you even say, you look bad? You don't look yourself. Hey, welcome to Friday. It's Good Friday here on the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
Good Friday, so let's be rude.
Yeah.
Anthony, hey, what's up, y'all?
It's always Good Friday here. No, because I've had some allergy situations going on. I addressed them yesterday. A couple of days ago, I'm on the phone with my daughter. The daughter that never wants to hang up, Stasia. I can put the phone down and go to another room. 30 minutes later, I come back and she's still talking. That's my daughter. I love her. She gets it from her mama.
Takes off her, yes.
Yeah. But she looked at me. Because we FaceTime. And she said, Mom, you look awful. I'm going to let you go.
Damn.
And hung up.
Awful. I said, awful. That's a, awful. That's a strong word right there.
Strong words. The child has no filter. I get it. But it, and she's my daughter, so whatever. But have you ever seen someone and thought, they don't look right? Do you say that?
The other night, I was walking down onto the court, and the director walks up to me and he goes, man, you look stressed, which was a very nice way to tell me that I look like shit.
Exactly.
But I was like, it's allergies, dude.
But he didn't tell you looked awful. He did it in a way that you knew what he was saying.
I did know what he was saying. And I was thinking, I was looking forward to being on camera later that night.
I talked about that a couple of weeks ago, but the only person who said anything backhanded to me was my friend Amir, where he said, you look healthy. I know he was calling me fat, though.
Well, he's trying
That's
to give
a
you
nice
a
way of saying, yeah.
You get to the
You're
gym.
You're getting all your meals in, huh?
Yeah, dude. I just remember you sat back and was like, dang it. I've seen you look healthy, dog. Yeah, dude. I would have took awful instead of healthy.
Don't call me. Is it right to tell someone they look bad? According to Forbes magazine, no. You should ask them, are you feeling okay?
Oh.
That's the question.
There it is, dude.
That's nice. The healthy one, that's funny, though. I'm going to use that on myself. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
It's World Health Day.
We're all healthy in this room.
Shout out to Amir.
Oh, yeah. All right, we also have National Public Television Day, so shout out to PBS.
Think about how far back Anthony off air told myself and DJ Automatic that it started in 1927. Now we stream. When you're listening to us, we're actually on a stream. Things have changed so much. It was one TV station. Now there's a plethora of apps asking for your money.
I'm like, now I don't even know what to watch.
I don't either.
Sit down and enjoy it, though, because it is also National No Housework Day. So that's something I can get behind.
That sounds right on a Good Friday.
Yes, there we go.
Sure does.
And it's leading right up to it. National Good Friday Day, y'all.
Hey. All right. Shout out to everybody who celebrates this Good Friday. My mom has called me several times begging me not to eat meat and asking me to watch Mass or I'm going to hell. So, Mom, I'm doing it. I'm going to do it for you, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I remember I was in this track meet and I'm really fast. I'm still fast to this day. And I thought I was going to win. And I showed up and I hadn't really practiced very hard because I was already the fastest in my class and whatever. And I got beat. I came in third and I felt so ashamed and embarrassed. But I didn't get
but
a trophy or anything. I wasn't prepared, DJ Automatic. I wasn't prepared.
Mentally, physically, you just thought you're going to win.
My teammates were mad at me. My coach was mad at me. Everybody was mad at me. I remember looking up in the stands thinking, I'm so glad my mom doesn't come to these events.
Oh, damn.
So I have to lose in front of her. We're going to discuss participation trophies right now.
The parent score!
Are they good or bad? I felt terrible that day because I didn't get anything. And everybody who won first place got a trophy.
One, I think it's sad that your mom's not there, so maybe some type of reward.
I think it was good. She had to work. She had to work.
Motivated you. Well, and then second, I don't think you should have gotten nothing because you weren't prepared.
You're right. I wasn't prepared.
You barely participated.
It was a life lesson. I think that every person needs how to learn how to lose. The only way you become a winner is if you know how to lose.
And not only that, maybe this isn't your thing. Maybe you need to find your thing. Maybe sometimes parents, we push our kids to do things we wanted to do. We want to live vicariously through them. Oh, I want my kid to do this. I want my kid to be really good at this. And it's because you didn't get to do it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, or your fear. I still remember the day in middle school where our school principal came down to the basketball team and straight told us to our face. He's like, none of you guys are ever going to make it to the NBA.
Okay.
And I'm like, damn, bro. Damn.
You had to lay that on the junior high kids?
Yeah, dog. And we taught that to a group group of kids, it has a reverse effect to where it's like, okay, well, now I'm going to prove you wrong. So it almost became detrimental because, yes, he was right.
I don't know.
Did y'all prove around him wrong?
No, I didn't. But what I'm saying is, like, in my head, I was like, screw this old guy who doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm going to go harder on these sports. Like, if he would have said, hey, listen, man, you're going to have another love after you get done playing sports. So think about other things. It would have been different.
It's
yeah.
In the approach.
So sometimes these parents are like, don't give him participation trophies. I think sometimes a participation trophy is warranted if you can see the kid did the work. Obviously, it's not going to be as good as the first place trophy, but acknowledge that, you know, you did something.
No.
The acknowledgement is in the fact that you're playing.
Yeah, you're on the team.
You're on the
team.
That's the acknowledgement.
That's the acknowledgement.
Because when we're, I'm just going to use the analogy here, we're not winning here. You can get nothing. You can get fired if you don't do well.
And that's why you got to learn how to lose.
Yeah, but
yes,
you still get free meals.
Thank you. Yeah, what?
We got free food the other day. That's like a participation trophy right there. So what are you I get it.
That's part of the gig. That's for us to talk about it. No, that's part of the job. I kind of see what you're saying. The man's approach was wrong. When somebody, let's say for instance, a child tells me, I want to play in the NBA. A young man comes up and I ask him, what do you want to do? And I don't say, you're not going to because less than 1% ends up playing in the NBA. And that's a harsh number. 99% don't. I ask, what's your plan B? What else do you love? Because the approach has to be right. You don't want to discourage kids from doing something they love. You also don't want to give them false hope. So now I want to share this study with you that I found Stanford did. They say that participation trophies and ribbons, too much praise, actually leads to kids shutting down when they're faced with difficulties. And it gets worse as they get older because the longer you give someone something for nothing, the more they expect it to be that way.
Life's greatest lessons are taught in your losses.
They really are. And they're not really losses. They're lessons.
Yes.
Right? You can't look at them as failures. You have to look at them as something you take, you internalize, and use to do better in your next phase, whatever it is you're going to, you know.
Your next game.
Yeah, your next game or whatever. No, in life. I'm talking when you grow up in work or whatever, there's going to be times you fail. And they're not failures. You learn those lessons and you do better next time. That's what you do. Now, we talked about LSU versus Iowa earlier because LSU won. And First Lady Jill Biden wanted to invite Iowa. Oh, we'll just invite both teams to visit the White House. And no, that's not the way it's done.
She wanted to give a participation trophy because she felt bad for them.
The losers don't get to go to the White House.
I didn't take it as a participation trophy. I thought she was trying to unite people because it turned into like this like wild like white versus black argument of
Angel Reese because she
did
the same thing
on Twitter.
It was very
not the real world.
Instagram was going down. Facebook was going down. TikTok the same conversation. So every single platform this is happening. I took it when Jill did that. I thought she was inviting them up to unify. So I didn't take it as a participation. I was just blown back that we've been talking about female basketball for this long.
It's actually probably the best thing for female basketball.
It really is.
I mean, if these two girls continue on into the WNBA, it could be the next Magic Johnson and Larry Bird thing.
Well, Caitlin said no, losers don't go to the White House. If she wants to unite them, invite them to dinner off campus, okay? And that's how you unite people. Don't bring the losers into the White House.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There's a new list out from Forbes of the wealthiest people on the planet. Jay-Z, Kim Kardashian, and Rihanna all made the cut, but who's making more money? I'll tell you now, it's time for the best gossip, the Daily Dirt, brought to you by NHTSA. You drive, you text, you pay. I got this story and more, but first, celebrity birthdays. And
we have Jackie Chan and Russell Crowe celebrating birthday.
Okay, so I'm going to start off talking about Kanye West. He's being sued by two teachers who claim racial discrimination. These are two black women. They were the only black teachers at Donda Academy, and they were fired, they claim, after they started to complain about the unsafe and unsanitary environment. The kids are fed sushi every day, and I guess it's purchased one day out of the week.
School lunch sushi just sounds gross off top, dude. That sounds nasty.
I would rather have prison food.
Oh, my God.
And they got to sit. They can't have chairs. He doesn't believe in utensils, so they eat with their hands.
What?
They can only wear black. There's no color artwork. The doors are chained. They can't go outside.
I hear about Kanye, the more I'm starting to think he's sounding like Howard Hughes. And Howard Hughes was a very rich, very powerful man that went crazy and didn't
smart
leave.
Smart man.
Yeah, very smart
but
man.
But he had mental issues.
Yes.
And the only people around him were the people that wanted to check.
Sounds like what's happened with Kanye.
Man, all right.
What happened to him? Howard Hughes, did he die?
Yeah.
He died in an airplane. I mean, his fingernails were like a foot long. Nobody cared about him.
He would only eat Campbell's soup. He started doing a lot of weird things. He locked himself in a room for years.
And he was brilliant, but he was mentally ill. So let's just hope Kanye gets some help. Maybe his wife can help him out. All right, now let's talk about Childish Gambino, who said in a GQ article that This Is America was actually supposed to be a Drake diss record. But as he was working the song, he thought, nah, this is too great for that. I agree. I love this song.
I think he made the right decision. I love the fact that he was trying to challenge Drake because that's hip-hop. You know, you're always supposed to go after the top dog.
Drake would have smoked him.
Yeah, well, true. But speaking of top dog, he said the reason why Drake didn't get mad is because he understands this is really hip-hop.
That's what
battling
you
is part of hip-hop.
Plus, Drake probably wants a cameo in Atlanta. But anyway, now we're going to move on to the story that everybody is asking about. Forbes list of richest people. Number 3, Kim Kardashian, $1.2 billion. Number 2, Rihanna, $1.4 billion. And number 1, Jay-Z, who is now worth $2.5 billion.
Shibboy!
Now, this is the list of celebrities. Okay, this isn't the richest people in the world. Okay. The richest man in the world is Bernard Arnault. He's worth $211 billion. He's the CEO of LVMH.
Greatest.
They handle Tiffany & Company, Louis Vuitton, all the major luxury brands that I try to buy and can't afford. No wonder he's so rich.
Well, the one thing I take from this list is that people aren't making their money in music or movies anymore. They're making their money selling products. I mean, Kim Kardashian sells Skims. Rihanna sells makeup, or what does she sell?
Makeup and lingerie.
Exactly. And Jay-Z's selling liquor. So that's how they're making their money. It's not off music anymore.
Now, I love that right there for sure, for sure. All right, that's your Daily Dirt. We'll be back with more of the show coming up. Stand by.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were discussing participation trophies. Are they good or are they bad? I think they can have positive benefits. DJ Automatic says, absolutely not. What do the researchers at Stanford say? Let's talk about it right now. I was talking to two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And today's participation trophy conversation actually got a little heated. I ain't going to say that. I was like, whoa, this is getting more intense than I thought. Because you and Dana Cortez are so anti-participation trophy that it bewildered me, DJ Automatic.
I just feel like if you're going to compete, there's a winner and there's a loser.
Okay.
And life, that's how life works. There's winners and losers.
This may shock you. I have some friends who compete in fitness competitions.
And they get first, second, and third place.
Everybody at those things gets trophies, dude. All of them walk away with trophies over there.
Good for them.
So, I mean, you know, even adults, we have this conversation too, all right? All my fitness friends who want to be good at exercising and tanning.
It's not even a sport. You shouldn't get a trophy. It's not a sport.
It's
lifting weights a sport to you?
It's a sport.
It's a workout.
It's a workout. That's a question. That's actually the real question now. Is fitness competition, is that a sport?
Well, like the ones where they do like the dancing and all that.
Yeah.
That's a sport.
Okay, you know what's a real sport? While we're here to talk about it, cheerleading is a sport, dude.
Oh, of course it is.
And you know where
harder than a lot of sports out there that get a lot more credit. And I'm looking at you, golf.
Well, it's just my glutes are shutting off.
That was a good one, dude. And when you're competing in cheerleading, I'll tell you this, you don't get participation trophies at all.
No, you get
dude.
First, second, or third place, just like the Olympics.
If your facials ain't right,
there's a lot of crying little girls out there.
You step over that blue line, you ain't going home with nothing, homie. But
so if little girls can take it, you can take losing too, homie, okay?
Are you talking to me, dude?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
I always like going home with the participation trophy.
Yeah, of course, because you can stick it up with all your other loser trophies.
I had a lot of those. I had a lot of second and third place trophies, dude. And little like medals and whatnot. A lot of silver plates over here, bro.
Oh, dude, second place trophies went in the trash.
Okay, dude. What I think participation trophies do is they help reward your child or whoever may be competing, you grown adults in fitness competitions, for doing something healthy. Doing a little something. You know, hey, congratulations.
Yeah, you have a little party at the end of the year. And
you know who gets participation trophies and medals? People who run 5Ks. Come on, dude.
Now we're going back to, is that a sport or not? That's running. Exercising. That's not a sport. And they're basically bribing people to come out there, okay?
So I also think it teaches kids how to lose honorably. You know, there's honor and defeat. And honor.
I think learning how to lose is essential to becoming a true winner in life, though, because if you don't know how to lose, if you don't know what it feels like to not be on the top of the podium, then guess what? You're never going to get there.
And that is what the people at Stanford and the research team over there says, DJ Automatic. They agree with you that it does leave kids with a false sense of achievement and accomplishment when you haven't really accomplished anything.
No, you played. You didn't win.
So participation trophies, although I love them and I appreciate the shiny gesture, they are actually more detrimental to your kids and those grown men and women lifting weights and competing in these tanning competitions.
I've taken some big L's in my life. They've always been the best lessons I've had.
Do you have a favorite second place trophy?
I said, in the trash.
Oh, damn, dude. I was going to tell you my favorite AAU basketball tournament.
What is it from? What do you say is the first loser?
If you're not first, you're last. Yeah. Go with the great Ricky Bobby.
There we go.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.